Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, September 23rd, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Czarnecki. Next month is the 113th Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand Camp, and it will be held here in Wrangell at the Nolan Center. With us today, we have the Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand President, Sandy Churchill. She's going to share with us what's entailed with the Grand Camp and what being in the Alaska Native Sisterhood means to her. You can call in to ask a question or leave a comment. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Sandy. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for joining us. Will you please tell us about the Alaska Native Sisterhood and Alaska Native Brotherhood?
Well, first of all, Alaska Native Sisterhood was formed right here in Wrangell back in 1915. And so in 2015, we celebrated 100 years. And I was the president of the local camp when that happened. And so I knew how much work was involved. And then I went on to become really, of course, more involved, being delegate for conventions and working my way up to Grand President. And I remember going to Sitka for their 100th, which was just a couple years before us, with the Brotherhood, their Camp 1 A and B, and seeing all those women sitting up on the stage with their white dresses on, and I said, I want to be up there. And now look at me. Lofty goals.
Amazing. And so, yeah, you are the Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand President. Like you said, you were elected last year, right? In 2024. Will you tell us about your role as the Grand President?
Well, as a Grand President, I'm involved in every committee. So there's a lot of committees. But it started out making appointments, who's going to be in charge of finance and budget, things like that, to keep the business running. And it required monthly meetings on Zoom with my executive committee, which are the grand officers and the past grand presidents that are still actively involved as executive members. So we did have meetings every month. And as it gets closer to convention, we've been meeting every week for the last month. So
yeah.
It's a lot of meetings.
Fun meetings. How long is your term for presidency?
Well, they would like it to be 2 years. I was the first year is just sort of like getting your hands and feet wet. But after that, it's really more involved. But this has only been my first year, and I can understand why it takes 2 years to be the president. But if somebody was to run against me and win, then they would have to start all over again like I did, as a grand president. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of communication, a lot of emails, telephone calls. Yeah, a lot of meetings.
Kind of a full-time job.
It is. That's why I was so happy it happened after I retired. And I know we always say we want younger people involved. We want younger people involved. And I don't know when they would have the time to do it all.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you retired last year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I would like to read the mission. I found the mission of Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp and Alaska Native Brotherhood. And it says to better the lives of Native people and their families, to fight for civil rights and land rights for all Native people, to share the cultural knowledge, wisdom, and artistic beauty of Native tribal societies, and to strive for a spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood among all people. Is there anything else that you would like to say on the mission?
Well, we are accomplishing a lot of those, not just ANB, ANS, but also Tlingit and Haida and Sea Alaska. So we started 100 and some odd years ago. And then out of that came Tlingit and Haida, and then out of that came Sea Alaska. So we're like the grandparent organization. And so we get an endowment percentage of a huge endowment that was set aside for the Brotherhood from Sea Alaska to draw down on to hold our conventions each year. It's been 6 years since we've had a convention because of the COVID-19. And so our mission has probably changed a little bit, but in order to change it, we'd have to have a constitution convention, which could be, you know, called next year, but not this year. It's too late. But I see us still helping with subsistence and with, you know, asking for the ferry and asking for more cultural revitalization. And I actively see it happening in the different communities when we have memorials. You know, everybody bands together and helps out. And when we have other, you know, like fundraisers, and everybody pitches in, and that's a big part of our organization. It's civil rights and social also.
Yeah, wow. And how long ago, do you know how long ago the last constitutional meeting was?
It was held in Klawak, probably 10 years ago.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. And yeah, so ANS and ANB is known to be the oldest known Indigenous persons civil rights organization in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. What can you tell us what the Alaska Native Sisterhood and Brotherhood, what you're all working on now?
Well, like I said, it's been 6 years since we've met in person. So right now, our goal is to get everybody together. We've been on Zoom meetings all year, and we want to be, you know, feet on the ground right here in Wrangell, embracing each other and sharing our experiences. We do what we call camp reports, and so we can hear from the other communities what they've been doing. And if there's communities that are faltering and need help, you know, we can assign other active camps to help mentor them and get them upstanding. And sorry, what else?
Oh yeah, no, you're fine. So the camp reports will happen at the Grand Camp?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And everybody's welcome to come. You know, come and listen. Locally we have, I would say, 45 members.
Okay.
And I know you only need 25 to be a camp, but we're a little bit overachieved.
Amazing. And so let's talk about the Grand Camp, which will be held October 1st to the 4th. Will you tell us about, like, what happens at the Grand Camp, and also why is it important?
So the first day is actually, people will be arriving on the 1st. Those flying in and coming on the ferry, we're hoping to meet them and drum them, you know, onto the land and sing some songs at the airport and at the ferry terminal. And then we'll have what we call warming of the hands, where we all greet each other and have a welcome dinner put on by Wrangell. So it'll be Wrangell Cooperative Association, Wrangell Tlingit and Haida Community Council, and the local ANB ANS organizations will be putting on a potluck. So we're hoping to have it at the cultural center right downtown.
Yeah. And then the next 3 days, so the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, what happens during those days?
So on the 2nd, we have all kinds of wonderful speakers lined up to, you know, our legislators and our Native organizations, all of the, you know, the ones that we've heard back from. Most of them, or almost all of them, will be videotaped and we'll just play them. But we have our keynote speaker, Sarah Dipdahl, who plans to be here on Friday. So Thursday is going to be all of our, you know, marching in, making motions to start the assembly and or the convention and get everybody heard and fed. And we're hoping to be through around 5 o'clock to do a memorial to honor the ones that we have lost in the last year. Okay. So our members. It's kind of a somber meeting, and then after the ceremony, the memorial, we'll have refreshments and kind of call it an early night because they've been traveling. And
yeah,
then the next day, Friday, is what we call culture day or culture night. I encourage everybody to bring their native vests and their moccasins, and There will be open to the public a cultural night dinner and a silent auction with raffle tickets and other fundraising activities going on. There'll be traditional foods, some dancing, singing, and everybody's welcome to come and join us for that. It's like I said, it's a fundraiser, so children and seniors are $10, and adults up to 65 or 64 are $20 for entrance or admission fee.
Great. Yeah. And so that is the second night, the cultural night. Yeah. What time does that start?
Doors are open at 5:30, but it probably won't start till 6.
At the Nolan Center.
At the Nolan.
Okay,
yes.
Great. And then there's two more days after that.
Well, Saturday is another real heavy business meeting where we will have elections, and we'll go over all of our resolutions and finalize our budgets for the next year. And there'll be speeches, and hopefully we'll be through in time because we're going to have a prime rib banquet at the Stick, catered by Jake and his crew. And Sea Alaska has generously donated half of the payment for that dinner.
Oh, wow.
And so we will, after dinner, go back to the Nolan Center for what we call an installation of officers, handing over the paddle to the next community that will put on the convention, and dancing. We're going to have a ball.
That's amazing. Yes. And then the last day is everybody wrapping up. And
that actually Saturday is the last day.
Oh, Saturday's the last day.
Yeah, Sunday is travel.
Okay, great.
Travel day. And the new grand officers, should a bunch of new ones be chosen, they will be having a meeting to, like we did last year, pick out committees and start lining things up and signing things over and closing out the old, opening up the new.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the committees, will you talk about the committees?
There's a lot of committees, but I did mention earlier resolutions. That's mm-hmm. a big committee. And as executives, we had a meeting on Zoom with the recent event that happened in Juneau, where a tribal member was given a head injury when he was arrested. Mm. And so that brought up a lot of emotions for people, and we thought that Clinkin Haida or one of the other organizations would write a resolution, but they hadn't. So we wrote a resolution asking for the maltreatment of the tribal members with the law enforcement, that the law enforcement be given some kind of trainings on cultural history, cultural background, some sensitive sensitivity training. And also we noticed that just statistics that we found saying that there are more natives, you know, in jail than their sentences are longer mm-hmm. than other people, that just sort of like a swinging door, they're in and out. And so that disparity is also included in the resolution.
Wow.
And so that resolution went to the AFN, which is the Alaska Federation of Natives, that holds their convention in October towards the end of the month. And so I took a workshop with Kendra Kloster, who's Christine Jenkins' granddaughter from Wrangell, and a close friend, and she gave a speech, or, you know, gave a little training workshop at an elders youth conference that I'm a representative of. And she talked about the resolution deadline on September 10th, and I went, what? No wonder we don't hear our resolutions. They don't come up until the next year. And I thought that when we had our meeting, we sent in our resolutions, that they would appear on the floor at AFN the same year, but they don't.
I guess like with so many organizations, it takes time.
Yes, it takes a lot of time.
Yeah. And what other resolutions can you speak of that will be discussed?
I know there are resolutions being sent in for this year's approval. We already received a bunch from Sitka and Juneau and Ketchikan. And Wrangell has a couple of them, but the ones from last year went off to the state and federal and AFN, you know, where their destinations were going to, like the subsistence one was on protecting the salmon and the herring roe, mm-hmm. and they had meetings held in Ketchikan and Sitka.
Yeah.
So all of those resolutions were activated, and people appeared to do testimonies and get things.
Yeah, and will they those particular ones be discussed in October here?
I think there'll be some reports done on them to see, you know, what else needs to be done, you know, to follow through on different ones that hadn't come to fruition. Like one of them was changing our song, and they wanted to have our own ANB ANS song written in our own language. And so that hasn't been, there's a committee for it, you know, but they didn't meet. And so that kind of stuff, those need to be picked up and revitalized.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Amazing. And then what's involved with putting together the Grand Camp? I'm sure you have a huge role in that, right?
Right. Starting, first of all, with the venue, which we were lucky to get the Nolan Center. And after that, it's different committees. You know, there's a setup crew. There's what we call the boiler room. So we have to have printers and equipment brought in. And we ask for volunteers to help live stream the meetings. And it's a lot. Of course, meals and coffee are important. just, you know, setting up the places to hold the dinners and setting up volunteers to bring food in or to cater. So it's a little bit of everything, but it turns out there's a lot of little things, like who's going to remember, oh, we got to have name tags, oh, we got to have, you know, skirts around the table so that the ladies are, you know, don't have to hold their knees together real tight or whatever, you know. There's all these little things that they're all important.
Yeah. So. And how many people have you been working with on, like, putting together this event?
Well, there's, of course, my local camp, which is probably a big clique of probably 10 real active members that are helping. And then there's all of the executives, and I have people calling, looking for housing, you know. It's just, it's a lot. But it takes all of us. I can't do it by myself. So, yeah, it's a big team effort. And
yeah.
I really appreciate all the input and all the help that I've had from the community, the local camp, and the visiting camps, my executives.
Wow. How long have you all been planning this?
Well, we knew last year, you know, that it was coming, and I was lucky enough to, like, order a whole bunch of paper plates and all that kind of stuff ahead of time. But we kind of waited till the last couple months to put it all together, except for the venue. We had that reserved months and months ago, so.
Yeah, yeah. And how many people do you expect to be coming in to Wrangell?
That's the tough one. We had, like, people calling the communities. We know if we have 10 camps, there'll be at least 60 people. And it looks like we're going to have maybe 13 camps attending. And so, yeah, and then they bring, you know, extra people. Like, we have a couple of cook helpers coming from Sitka to help with the traditional foods dinner. And we have, you know, the people helping bring all the atu from Grand Camp to Wrangell. And we have, I don't know, some people bring their spouses, you know, kids, mm-hmm. grandkids.
Yeah.
So probably looking at 100 people coming to town.
Wow. And what are you looking forward to with the Grand Camp?
Well, I'm looking forward to it going smoothly. That's always been my goal. It's like, yes, let's have some fun mixed in with business, you know, get to see each other and make our new goals, you know, figure out where our next convention is and roll up our sleeves and get working again for the next convention.
Yeah. Will you share with us a memorable moment that you've had with the Grand Camp previously?
Well, probably my most memorable was when I got sworn in as the Grand mm-hmm. President. And it was a Zoom year. And so I just found out over Zoom that I was nominated and elected. and I won by a landslide, so that was good. But what happened was the executive women, the past president and our emeritus, which is our highest ranking ANS member, came to Wrangell and brought my cap and kugina and placed it on me, and we had a nice potluck at the Salvation Army and lots of pictures. And that's what I really, really like is the, the connecting, the getting together and laughing and visiting and the hugs.
Yes, hugs are definitely important. How long have you been an Alaska Native Sisterhood member?
Well, I remember as a young teen going to the A&B Hall that used to be downtown. Excuse me.
Well, we're going to have a little break, and we'll be right back.
My throat got...
back. So Sandy, who is the grand president with the Alaska Native Sisterhood, how long have you been a member with ANS?
Yes, so I was, I first joined when I was 16, and that was a long time ago because I'm, well, it's been 50 years.
Yeah.
So I'm a lifetime member of Wrangell, and you know, life happens. I was raising a family, but they always called on me for donations and help out, like at Christmas parties or potlucks and dinners. But when we lost our A&B Hall back in the middle of the 1970s, I felt like we kind of became orphans, you know. And I also serve on the WCA board as the vice president. And we recently bought some land behind the office that we want to build a new A&B Hall. So that's a big push for funding to get that built. We got the land, now we just need the building. And I'm hoping that it will help keep everybody together and give us a place to meet and do all of our cultural activities.
Yeah, definitely. Do you know if... other communities have experienced similar, like they lost their A&B Hall. Do you know how many A&B Halls there are, at least in Southeast Alaska?
Well, the only old one that I know of is in Sitka. It's just like the one that we had here, but it's a little bit smaller. At least maybe when I remember it, it was bigger to me then. But maybe they're the same. But when I've seen it, it was like, all these memories came, you know, flooding back in. And I just remember the kitchen. You know, like I said, I was always doing dishes and helping serve meals and as a teenager. So I just think that there were, you know, there were lots of dances and lots of basketball. They had even had roller skating back then at the A&B Hall. And kind of like Walter Soboloff's church that they had in Juneau was like, it was a big central place for all of them to meet and get together and share and take care of each other.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. And do you have an idea about when the A&B Hall might be constructed here?
Well, we have a couple years to, like I said, get the funding together for starting it. But I think it's going to take a while. I'm looking at 5 years out.
And there's other plans for that land, too, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you speak a little bit about those plans?
Well, we know that the IGAP, the branch that we use, what's the name
for
of it?
For recycling, yes, for Earth Branch.
Earth Branch, yes. That's it. Oh, man. Anyway, yeah, they'll be putting in some little gardens and like berry picking trails and stuff too, because there's a lot of land back there.
Really awesome. Mm-hmm. So back to the Grand Camp, which again will be October 1st to the 4th. Who can attend the Grand Camp?
Well, everybody is welcome, and we're going to be opening up our membership for anybody who wants to join that night on Saturday. It's kind of a big deal. Everybody wears white dresses, and it's formal dress wear. The people will be asked who wants to join, and hopefully we'll have a group of people that'll come up and take their oath to join the sisterhood and the brotherhood.
Wow. What about the dress apparel for the men?
They'll be dressed nice. It's just, you know, probably suits and not however formal they want to.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just know that the women are definitely going to be wearing white dresses.
I saw pictures on Facebook and everyone looks lovely. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you would like to add about Alaska Native Sisterhood, Alaska Native Brotherhood, or the Grand Camp?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that, of course, Ringgold's always known for their big warm welcomes, and I just wanted people to know about the activities that are going on, for them to stop by, you know, poke their head in and say hello, possibly join. It's like, it's a good time for everybody to meet and greet, and yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in, Sandy. It was a pleasure. We have to have you more on this show.
Yeah, it went by fast.
It sure did. So that was Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand President Sandy Churchill talking about the Grand Camp that will be happening next month, October 1st to the 4th, and also talking about the Alaska Native Sisterhood and Alaska Native Brotherhood. Anna Ingerman, our development director, will be coming on to play some music next.